Ever since Joey and Larry found the big red button, well, life had changed a lot for them both. It all started one morning before school when Joey was looking under his bed, hoping to find a clean pair of socks without holes in them. Chapter 2.
I don't know why I have to wear clean socks to school, Joey said to Larry. I don't even think I have a pair without too many holes. After all, haven't I been trying to set a Guinness record for having the most holes in my socks and still being able to wear them?
When Joey went downstairs for breakfast that morning, his mother took one look at his big toe sticking out of his sock, well, on both feet, and marched him right back upstairs to find a different pair.
And if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, she said after him. Do not bring Larry to breakfast, Joey.
Many years ago, when these old bones were young, lived a brave and virtuous knight named Sir Geoffrey Von Dong. Loyal and brave, gallant and true, Sir Geoffrey Von Dong was all of these times too. One day, King Harold summoned the knight to make haste to the castle to help in his plight. You see, old King Harold had a problem, a quandary of sorts. A mean, nasty dragon made him soil his shorts.
Sir Knight, whined King Harold, I have a request. Slay this foul dragon, and let's be done with the pest.
So Geoffrey rode out across sweeping plains, up mountains and hills, and through the heavy rain. He rode on through storms, through sleet, and through hail. He rode on through snow and a powerful gale.
The saloon became quiet, causing Andrew to slowly glance to his left. The slack-jawed man stared directly at him with a ravenous look in his eyes. Andrew turned his head to the right and saw the same expression in the eyes of the other men along the bar.
I guess I'll be moving along.
His statement was interrupted by the barkeep lunging towards him. The man wrapped his hairy hands around Andrew's neck and yanked him over the counter. Andrew's flailing legs kicked his stool over. Drinking glasses flew and shattered. The bartender slammed him down where his head thumped hard against the floor. Andrew's vision wavered. His hand fumbled for his holster. The bartender loomed over him. The zombie's mouth opened wide, baring rotten teeth. Slobber dripped from his gaping maw, and the stench of death wafted out. It unleashed a heart-wrenching roar before rushing forward. Quickly pulling his revolver up to the zombie's chin, Andrew cocked the hammer back and pulled the trigger. Brain matter and blood sprayed his face as the barkeep's head exploded. His eardrums rang from the deafening shot.
No one else will see me. You will stare past them into my eyes, and I'll leer down at you. For the first time in our life, something like a smile will come over my face. You'll swear you're looking into a mirror as a froth of red bubbles flows from our mouths. I lean down, past the doctors and the ogling people, and pick you up in my crooked arms. Our faces will touch. My wings will unfurl. And then you'll have to follow me. I am always with you. I am your guardian angel.
This was the place where a man had once taken an axe and hacked his wife to death in a jealous rage over an alleged affair. Supposedly, the axe-wielding spirit of the husband continued to haunt this section of the road. Outside the car, Susan heard a shriek, a loud bump, and a strange gurgling noise.
but she couldn't see anything in the darkness. Frightened, she shrank down into her seat. She sat in silence for a while. And then she noticed another sound.